Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and I got Jeremy's going to ask some questions.
Well, I figured since you have all the answers, Scott, I had a couple questions for you. Since this is, you're kind of like, I guess I'm Alex Trebek, and you have all the answers.
Yeah, we got them all. If not, we'll find them.
Or make them up.
Well, since you're an expert, obviously, in real estate, we've talked about this a while. I think a lot of people still want to know. Here we are in the middle of 2014. What are the... I think you said there was an economic professor from Texas A&M. What are the people saying? How long? Do they have any idea how long this so-called boom will last in the real estate business?
That's an awesome question. And actually, Mark Dotzer, who I'm talking about, and I've been kind of following Mark for about the last 15, 20 years. And he is head of the Texas A&M Research Center. And went to a meeting, listened to him talk. He was talking about the trends. And I got to tell this cute little story he said. He was talking about San Angelo. He goes, Scott, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I'd see a cute woman in a short skirt, and I just got my blood pressure all rising. He goes, now these charts are getting my blood pressure to rise. He said, the simple thing is, you hadn't seen nothing yet in West Texas. San Angelo, y'all, he said, Scott, what you think was a boom and what's happening? He goes, I'm going to predict y'all haven't seen nothing. And I'm saying, that's pretty good. Right now, we have 54 new starts in Bentwood alone. 54, that's huge. In one subdivision, brand new houses going up.
Right.
The Jensen Brothers, what they have out at Buffalo Heights, I mean, you look at the stuff going on up there. You know, Kunz's Deli's got on the new development. The stuff that's developing that's going on that we haven't seen in the past 10 years. We're still getting on a daily basis. I just showed houses yesterday. Oldfield, people coming in, their families, and buying nice houses.
So, in other words, what he's saying, we're really just at the tip of the iceberg right now?
That's exactly what he said. In fact, I said I don't think it's going to last. And he said, let's look at it in a crystal ball. But according to everything we're seeing, you know, Devin just is building a huge facility.
Yeah.
You know, I can't see somebody doing that if they're not going to be here. Every indication we're getting is all positive, up and up. Well, the only negative side that I've seen to what's happening in San Angelo... Drive around the restaurants. Have you seen what's on every door of every restaurant in San Angelo?
Need employees.
Yes. The other downside on the construction part is trying to get, like we're doing a couple of new houses.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to work. That's the only downside, and we can figure that downside out because our employment rate has to be null.
Yeah, I think it's less than 3% or somewhere around there. Yeah.
And living in San Angelo, our quality of life is still awesome. The traffic's different, though. You can feel that, can't you?
Yeah.
Even coming to the radio station this morning, you could feel the difference in the traffic, even on Sherwood Way, Knickerbocker. Thank God they finished the loop. So, but good stuff.
Well, and I guess going off that point, so then, like when I bought my house a few months ago.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. So from whether it's a buyer or seller standpoint, you know, we talked about this, when you make an offer, when you see these prices that are obviously higher than they were just a couple of years ago, do you always shoot lower? I mean, because are you seeing these houses then go at the asking price most of the time?
That's a really good question. And in this market, it's probably a little bit more of a seller's market than it is a buyer's market now. But it hasn't flipped so bad where it's a bad market for either side. As you know, the interest rates are still very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
If the house is priced correctly, you're probably going to pay close to full price, if not full price or more. That's how the market is right now. As far as getting the house and then asking for a whole bunch of repairs, 5 years ago, yeah, you could have pulled that off. Probably not today. And you'll see, because buyers are smart. They're not, didn't you look on the internet before we even looked and saw some houses? So does everybody else. So they're going to kind of have an idea what they want. In fact, they'll call me now, which this didn't used to happen. They'll say, Scott, we saw this. We want to see these five houses. They've researched the market, and they know, this one's obviously way too high. You know, the house I showed last week, the guy looked around. He said, Scott, this one doesn't look good. I said, no, I don't think it is either. I think it's way too high. Went to the next one. I could say that because I was a buyer broker for him. He said, I think this one's priced right. I said, I do too. We offered $100 over full price. So if that kind of answers your question.
Yeah, I think so. You see it. We talked about this before that it gets tricky when you see some houses maybe, we'll say 2011, 2012 appraised for, let's say, 120 as an example, and now asking for 170, 175.
And difference. Well, also, if you own a house, have you got your tax statement yet?
Yes, I did.
Did
very exciting.
Yeah. You don't know how many calls I've gotten. Scott, they just went up $40,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it kind of makes you feel good about what you paid for your house now, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you need to be careful. Sometimes I think they may be out of line. But a lot of cases, I said, okay, would you take what the tax appraisal is for your house today? Well, no. Well, then they're probably right. Mm-hmm. Now, if you bought it last year and they went up $40,000, they're probably wrong. You know, and you could actually probably take it and say, hey, here's what I paid for it last year, you know, and go from there. Because they're fair. They try to be. There's some good people down at our tax office in San Angelo. I mean, Terry Cavins, there's a whole crew up down there. And they'll try to work with you. But if they're right, you know, you don't have much of an argument because actually their values have gone up. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. So, but, yeah, you can see them. And sometimes, for sure, from the last 2 years, they're going to be higher. Now, not like Austin did. You know, where all of a sudden you had the house for 100 and within a year, it was at 200. That's not here. Maybe 100 to 120. Yeah, that's possible.
Maybe something else, too, just curiosity. Typically in a normal month when things aren't going crazy, how many homes would you say are maybe on sale? For sale compared to maybe what it is right now.
Okay, this is one thing that's changed. Last year, which was the lowest I've ever seen in 30 years, we had around 150 houses is all we had for sale. Right now, we have around 400 houses for sale through MLS.
That's just San Angelo.
That's just San Angelo.
Okay.
So, but I've seen it, 600 was kind of a norm for a long, long time. I've seen it as high as 800 houses, so you can see a different market. Mm-hmm. But think about it. We have 54 of those being built in Bentwood right now. So you have a fourth of those, you know, or an eighth of those, excuse me, being built in one subdivision alone. That doesn't count existing houses. And I also say this, I believe that some people, because they believe it's a hot market, and they're right, have a house that maybe they tried to sell a long time ago, and it was kind of a dog, that are trying to sell now. And you know that when we showed houses, and you looked at them, you knew right away which ones were good and bad. Mm-hmm. So,
it's true, yeah.
And some of them, and there's some neat houses, but I'll tell you this, like the little house we talked about on Walnut Hill, 7 days, it'll be under contract. It's priced right, it's in great condition, it's in good location.
And you guys were talking earlier about that. We had, you know, Charles and Cody last week talking about rental properties. And maybe people listening right now who are in town trying to buy a house or in the oil field business. And maybe there's always the option to rent. Now, I know a few months ago we were talking that there was almost zero rental properties around town. But I guess there's a little more options now.
There are, but Jeremy, I'll tell you this. The rents are very, very high. Yep. I'm going to tell you right now. And people, the calls we... which I did property management for a while, you know, Claire did it for a while. We actually have Charlie and two ladies doing it right now, which is awesome because it's that busy. Of course, we get a lot of calls. Do you have something for around $600, $700, $800? No, and we don't. I mean, it's just because of the price and what's going, supply and demand. And it's getting to a point where actually we're seeing people that would want to rent saying, you know what, I can buy a pretty nice house. Mm-hmm. And they can. But you also see people like myself. I mean, I've been buying some houses here lately too because it's a good market for it. The rents are high enough to justify to make the payments. So that's a decision. And what you're talking about, a lot of the oil field people said, well, you know what? And I see oil field people, anybody, they have a job, they transfer here. They say, I don't know if we're going to be here for a year. I wouldn't buy a house because I don't, even in our good market, you need about a 10% appreciation to break even in a year. I don't know if you're going to have it or not. So, or if you did, it's going to be marginal. So in that case, I'd rent a house, even probably pay too much rent because I would have to worry about doing something later.
Okay. I know you were saying earlier 54, was it 54 homes under construction in Bentwood?
In Bentwood alone, yes.
Bentwood alone. And you said 200, about approximately 200 houses for sale right now. 400. So I'm just curious, is there a certain side of town? Is it Bentwood or is there a part of the town you're seeing growing more than?
Well, it's the Southwest has always been faster growing and turnover faster than any part of San Angelo. That's just the way it's been for years and years and years. But if you see a lot of the development that's going on towards Cristobal, it hadn't been that many years ago. From here to Cristobal, there was nothing. If you leave San Angelo and go to Cristobal, it's almost subdivision the whole way.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, in traffic to go with it, but it is. Now, if you go down the highway, I call it the Lake Road, right across from the State Park, between Sonora Bank and Walmart, all the way to Grape Creek, That's fixing the boom. I'm going to give you all a little insight. There's going to be two new developments start pretty soon in that area. There'll be a lot of houses right there.
Okay.
So when you have that, you'll have that going out towards north. You know, the northeast side of San Jose, so you'll see that going. There's a little bit on the southwest, you know, it's kind of got almost a little bit landlocked there. But the turnover, Southwest would be the highest turnover rate for sure.
Yeah, and especially I would say that the when you're headed by Sam's and headed south towards Mertzen, that seems like, you know, you see those new apartment complexes, a lot of new area, but that, I would think that's got to be maybe the hottest.
It's for sure the busiest in doing it. They've got to get water out there. I think it's one of the issues in extending the water. And if you think about it, if you think about one thing, the city's going to say, well, we're going to take land in, and it was brought to my attention, I think it's pretty smart. When they accept land, it's not just saying, okay, we can tax them. That means you have to have the police department, the fire department, all the services have to be extended too. Mm-hmm. So that's why when the city council's a little hesitant on going, let's kind of fill up what we have inside of San Angelo. Well, years ago when the Bluffs was empty, the Bluffs isn't empty anymore. You know, so now there actually is a need to expand outside of San Angelo, and you're going to see that happening.
Okay. Yeah, I guess speaking of the city council, I guess the big topic this week, talking about trash service.
Yeah.
Does that affect real estate at all?
I mean, not at all.
We still got to take out our trash somehow.
Yeah, and somebody's going to do it. So yeah. That's irrelevant. The one thing that was irrelevant, I'll tell you this, was before the rain, people don't realize how huge that rain was, not just the real estate market, San Angelo, period. Mm-hmm. We actually had two different people list their house because they were going to move because we were worried about water.
Well, I'm sure there are more than that even. Yeah.
So we're fixing around out of town. You got one more question?
Okay. How many Dallas Cowboys games are we going to this year?
Oh, man. It's hard to be a Dallas Cowboy fan. I was happy with the Spurs, though.
Yeah.
Folks, we appreciate you listening. Jeremy, thanks for the questions. Again, if y'all have any questions, if you'll email it to sallison.com, or you can call us at 949-5575. And we'll get to your questions, and we'll try to answer them. You know, a little bit, probably not all at one show, but a little bit at each show, and take care of it. Or you can call us anytime you need for any real estate needs. Have a great day.